up, y'all? Just keeping it real with Mike Savage, the hottest podcast in the world, right here on Anchor FM. Doing our thing once again. Well, doing my thing once again. The hottest story in the game right now is Kylie Jenner, the billionaire princess, finally dumped that free little Nas, Travis Scott. After all the numerous of cheating scandals and shit, y'all know Travis Scott been cheating on billionaire princess and shit. He been doing his thing, dipping and diving and shit. And shit, been doing his thing. Y'all know how it is, man. Rappers and shit. Rappers always cheating. Rappers got groupies and all that shit. You know? I guess Kylie got tired of all that cheating scandals and shit. But now they say Kylie was creeping with her ex, Tyga. Dun, 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 dun. They said she was spotted out at 2 o'clock in the morning at Tyga's hotel and shit while he was doing a studio session. He had a studio session nearby, and Kylie had a hotel room and shit, 2 in the morning and shit. So y'all know 1 + 1 = 2. So everybody's saying that Tyga, Kylie crept over there and gave Tyga a little bit after she broke up with Travis Scott. Man, y'all know what happened. Only thing going on at 2 o'clock in the morning in the motherfucker bed, in the motherfucker hotel room is booty call, man. It's a booty call. They know what it was. Callie crept over for a booty call, went over to Tiger's hotel room for a booty call and shit. And Tiger fight laid the pipe down on Kylie and shit. Fight fuck the shit out of Kylie and shit. She bagging the shit out of Kylie and shit. Y'all know how it went down. Y'all know it went down like that. Little rebound sex and shit. Little rebound shit. Y'all know how it went down. Motherfuckers ain't stupid. They know Kylie called Tyga up and said, Tyga, I need a little bit, you know. Tyga like, all right, girl, come on over. About 2 o'clock in the morning, I got a studio session. You come on over. She like, all right, I'll be over there in a little bit. And she went over there and slapped down his knob and shit. He probably banging her back out. Help her ease the pain and shit. How can I ease the pain? Yeah, you all know how it is, shit. Breakups and shit. Little rebound and shit. Little rebound sex and shit. That's all it probably was, a little rebound and shit. They probably ain't back together. Probably just need somebody to run to and shit. And you know, the first person motherfucker run to is the exes and shit. So I did a lot of playing time. I see them, my baby mother. Went to our homegirl and shit. Then I fucked up cousin and shit. You know, shit happens, man. But the billionaire princess probably got tired of. The billionaire princess probably got tired of Travis Scott, little bum ass nigga, cheating on her and shit. She said, 1 + 1 = 2. Take two to tango. She probably said, fuck that shit. She probably cheated. Or she might have been cheating with Tyga the whole time and shit. You never know. The Hollywood bitches and shit, they do all kind of crazy shit. You never know what these motherfuckers need to do. Especially them Kardashian women. Kardashian Jenner women. They be doing all kind of crazy shit. You never know. They be doing that shit, crazy ass shit. That crazy ass family. Even Kris Jenner got a little tenderoni and shit. Got 39 year old dude and shit. Black dude and shit. Shit, even Caitlyn got a black dude and shit. Hey, all the Kardashians got black dude except Courtney. She got a little, I think he Latin or some shit. Cause she can't have Scott back. Cause Scott fucking with Lionel Richie daughter. Not Nicole Richie, but the other Richie. Because Scott fucking the little Mixbury show. Shit, y'all know how them Kardashians get down. Even the Caitlyn Jenner, the dad, aka Bruce Jenner, got a black dude. That's crazy. That nigga gay. Some crazy shit, man. That whole family crazy, motherfucker. I don't know what the motherfucker be doing. The Kardashian, she crazy as fuck. I still think Kylie and Tiger was fucking around the whole time and shit. Or it might have been just a booty call. You know what I'm saying? Make sure to check out Keeping It Real with Mike Savage, the hottest podcast in the world, right here on Anchor FM. Doing our thing like always. Like I always say, man, God is good, man. Without him, nothing is possible. God to praise, God to glory, man. Like I said, Kylie called Tiger for a booty call and shit.